As track and field practice starts for the season, all eyes are on the team to see if it can produce a competitor for the national championship like the cross-country team did. According to co-head cross-country and assistant track coach Chris Rombo, success in one sport sets a precedent for the other.
When you have success in cross-country, that kind of just springboards, you know, good performances in track a lot of times. So.
However, with only 15 selected from each race in track and field, according to the WIAC Sports Information website, it is a lot harder to qualify for the national tournament in a track race than cross country. But according to Rombo, competing in both sports is necessary for success at UW River Falls.
Basically, it's expected. Everything kind of builds on each other. We prefer it, but once you start training year round, that's when you start to see those improvements.
And those improvements were evident this season when the top runners achieved their success in the WIAC tournament for both men and women at UWRF. The top 4 men and 2 women finishers for UWRF compete in both cross country and in track and field. One of those runners was Julian Manley, who was the first individual to ever qualify for the national championship tournament, according to the UWRF Sports Information website. Manley competes in both sports, and according to Rombo, he is looking to do just as well in track as he did in cross country.
I know he has high goals. Will we get those goals? We'll have to wait and see.
The Falcons will compete in their very first indoor track and field event on Saturday, January 23rd at Knowles in River Falls. For Falcon News Service, I'm Kate Vruing.